All right, you rowdy people, let's settle down. This is Ed Hill, the host of the Memphis Home Maintenance Show, and we're glad you joined us for this episode of Memphis Home Maintenance Show. Today, we're talking in this episode about chimney clinic. I'm going to give you a clinic on chimneys, why they leak, and how to stop the leaks. Back when I was a kid, there used to be political shows on television, such as Issues and Answers. And the host, John, would have Senator Ferndocker, probably from Maine. And he would ask Senator Ferndocker, what do you think of the president's proposed farm bill? You know, exciting stuff here, right? And Senator Ferndocker would launch into a lambasting of the president's farm bill. And that's the way it would go every week, no matter what the topic was. Well, today we're going to talk about issues and answers that matter because they relate to your home. So we're going to look at four questions today, issues and answers. We're going to have a chimney clinic about why your chimney leaks and what to do about it, how to fix that, how to stop that. Well, I'm Ed Hill. I'm the host of Memphis Home Maintenance Show, and I'm also senior consultant in Memphis, Tennessee with Masters Roofing, the largest residential roofer in the Mid-South. If you have a question or you need a roof inspection or a chimney inspection, maybe you have other things that you need done, call me at 901-273-6594 and we'll find out what you need and if we can be of service to you. All right, back to our topic, chimney clinic issues and answers. And I promise not to be Senator Ferndocker. All right, number one, first question is, what are some of the ways a chimney can leak? Now, that's a great question. Two ways. There can be exterior leaks relating to the chimney materials. You know, that is, how the chimney is, what it's built with, basically on the outside of the chimney. And there can also be the possibility of interior leaks. This relates more often to the metals on the chimney, whether it's the flashing around the base of the chimney and the roof, or primarily what I was thinking of here is the chimney caps, that is on the top of the chimney. You obviously have a top to it. Probably there's a metal spark arrestor so you don't burn down the forest around your home. And it also keeps water from getting in the chimney until it doesn't. All right, second question. How can a homeowner tell the difference between a structural issue and a roofing issue? Well, truth up front right here. Sometimes the homeowner can't tell. That's why they probably will need a roofer experience with not only roof leaks, but chimney leaks as well. And I can help you with that. Sometimes, in rare cases, we may also have to recommend to you a chimney company that can put a camera, like a scope camera, down the chimney and see cracks and fissures inside the chimney that are causing leaks. But that's pretty rare, but you know, it could happen in your situation. Now, I'm going to give you an example about trying to tell the difference between a structural issue, that is how the chimney itself was built, and just a roofing issue. Well, here's an example. If you see leaking in the chimney when it rains and it's dripping into the actual hearth area, like where you put the logs that you're going to burn or wherever you have your gas logs, if you see water dripping into that space, usually that will be coming from the chimney cap on top of the chimney. Most of the time, now there may be exceptions to that, but generally that's the case. But if you see stains on the ceiling of, for example, the den or living room, wherever the the chimney is, maybe in a bedroom, if you see, like when it's raining, and you see kind of a gray area on the ceiling around the chimney where it's getting wet, that's what it looks like while it's wet. But then after the rain stops and it dries out, it will look like a brown stain, like a tea stain or a coffee stain on the ceiling, which shouldn't be there. So that's a clue. If you see that, usually that's related to leaking from the roof right around the outside of the chimney. And that can be due to the flashing at the bottom of the chimney or the lack thereof, or that could have to do with the materials the chimney is made out of. Now, before we go to question three, I want to tell you a little bit more about how I, Ed Hill, the host of the Memphis Home Maintenance Show, how I can help you with your exterior home maintenance needs. As I mentioned, I'm senior consultant with Masters Roofing Memphis. My direct number, you can text me or call me at 901-273-6594 in the Memphis area. Even if you live outside our listening area, somewhere else in the country, you're welcome to call me, and I might be able to solve your problem and kind of point you to the type of company in your area who can help solve the roof or chimney or leak issues that you're having. But here locally in the greater Memphis area, right here in North Mississippi, West Tennessee, and a little bit over in East Arkansas, I can definitely help you. And if nothing else, I can give you good advice. We do roof replacements, roof repairs, chimney repairs, chimney residing. We even remove chimneys. We've done that many times. We do wood rot repair, like getting that rotten wood off of your house and repainting the new wood. We can paint the entire exterior of your home, and we can do interior drywall and leak repair work, paint, and so forth inside your home as well. We can do energy efficient vinyl windows, and we can also do siding work. So if we can help you in any of those ways, or you just need good advice about some of these things, you can call me 901-273-6594. And I also belong to Greater Memphis Business Network International, and I have a lot of professionals and tradespeople in my chapter. It might be something that I don't do, but I will know a great expert that I can refer you to, so I could even help you in that way as well. All right, question number three. What are the sources of chimney exterior leaks? So it's not the rain and water is not dripping into the actual hearth area of your chimney, which might indicate it's coming from the very top of the chimney, but you're seeing it show up on the ceiling wherever the chimney is. That may be leaking from the materials on the outside of the chimney. So if you don't know what's on your chimney right now, after the podcast, or if it's too dark where you are now, tomorrow, go outside and look at your chimney, and you will see that you either have some type of siding around your chimney, like, you know, siding on the side of a house, or you could have a vinyl chimney, or a brick chimney, or a stone chimney. Some of you may only have a metal pipe chimney, but even those can leak, and we can help you with those as well. So find out what you've got. But you could have rotten fiberboard siding that's just so rotten, water is leaking through it into your home. You could have rotten trim boards on the corners of your chimney. You could have both of those on there. You may have damaged or missing or poorly done chimney metal flashing around the bottom of the chimney. I'll tell you what, I have seen some chimneys recently that look like somebody took a Campbell's soup can and pounded it flat and like just nailed it on the chimney or something. It's just ridiculous looking, and it probably leaks. You could have a rusted out chimney cap. Now, if it's a very small area, we probably could help you with that. We could actually even fabricate one for you. That's not the main thing we do, but depending on the size of it, we could do that. Or we could refer you to someone who does that work all the time. I know of a couple of sources, a blacksmith and a chimney company. You may have fissures or cracks in the masonry work between the bricks or stone on your roof, on the chimney. And these may be very small cracks, but if it rains enough, it may let enough water in that it shows up inside. You may even have cracked bricks or stonework, and potentially we can help you with that, or certainly point you in the right direction, depending on how severe it is. And some of you are missing chimney crickets. Now, that's not an insect. Don't call your pest control guy. A chimney cricket is like a kind of like a tiny roof on the back slope side of your chimney that when water runs down, you know, rain runs down the roof toward the chimney, that cricket kind of pushes it out so it goes around the chimney and helps prevent leaks. So either you don't have one and it's contributed to leaking, or the one that you have is worn out or damaged in some way, and we can rebuild those or make a new one if you don't have one at all. And the last question for this episode is, what is a good one and done approach to solving chimney issues? Well, the short answer is, call me, Ed Hill, Masters Roofing Memphis. Call me on my cell phone or text me at 901-273-6594. One more time, 901-273-6594. Now, here's the long answer for what is a good one-and-done approach to solving chimney issues. Well, what we would do is we would remove the chimney exterior. If it's, like, you know, covered with siding or old vinyl that's damaged in some way, we would remove that and install proper adhesive and permeable barrier around the footprint of the chimney on the roof, like that opening, the hole the chimney comes through. We could do this on a brick chimney as well, and also a metal chimney. Then install synthetic underlayment as needed. Replace the shingles that we had to remove, and then install new step flashing or new sidewall or counter or chimney flashing, whatever you want to call it, around the bottom of the chimney, and then replace the existing siding, if that's what you had, with cement fiberboard siding, which doesn't rot, and PVC trim. That's like that, sort of like a vinyl trim. It's not made of wood, but it can be painted. It looks like wood, but it won't ever rot. And then caulk and paint what we put up, whether it's hardy plank cement fiberboard siding or it's vinyl, whatever we're doing. Or we could clad the entire chimney exterior with vinyl siding and trim. And again, those are products that are not going to rot or wear out. And for brick chimneys, we can perform all of the initial steps I mentioned a moment ago, and then seal any existing exterior fissures or cracks with masonry patch or sealing. And you know what? We've got an incredible record on rescuing chimneys. You know, every time we do one, to be honest, I hope it works. You know what? Just about every time it does. And if there is one or two here and there that don't, it'll be maybe one other crack or something that we miss. And when we find that, everything is good. And so anyway, most of the time, first time out of the chute, I say 98% of the time, we solve that problem. Some of them are a little more involved and a little more complicated. Well, again, I thank you for listening today. And I hope this has been beneficial to you in understanding this, and we appreciate it. So call me if we can be of service, 901-273-6594.